بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بيوتيفول اشعار اوف بلو شيخ اول رومي وقت تبريد دور حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرکدہ جناز شریف. ٹائٹل از جوار محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم میں رہتے ہیں ہم. جوار محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم میں رہتے ہیں. زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم, زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم, فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم, فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم. زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم, فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم. نہ پوچھو کہ کیا ہے ہمارا شرف, نہ پوچھو کہ کیا ہے ہمارا شرف, نہ پوچھو کہ کیا ہے ہمارا شرف. جوار محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم میں رہتے ہیں ہم, جوار محمد میں رہتے ہیں ہم, زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم, فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم. کرم ہے یہ مالک کا اے دوستو, کرم ہے یہ مالک کا اے دوستو, مدینے کی بستی میں بستے ہیں ہم, مدینے کی بستی میں بستے ہیں ہم. مدینے کی نسبت ہے قیمت میری, مدینے کی نسبت ہے قیمت میری, مدینے کی نسبت ہے قیمت میری, وگرنہ حقیقت میں سستے ہیں ہم, وگرنہ حقیقت میں سستے ہیں ہم. مدینے میں مرنا مقدر میں ہو, مدینے میں مرنا مقدر میں ہو, خدا سے دعائیں بھی کرتے ہیں ہم, خدا سے دعائیں بھی کرتے ہیں ہم. یہ نالائقوں پر ہے رب کا کرم, یہ نالائقوں پر ہے رب کا کرم, یہ نالائقوں پر ہے رب کا کرم. محمد کی نگری میں رہتے ہیں ہم, محمد کی نگری میں رہتے ہیں ہم, شفاعت محمد کی بھی ہو نصیب, شفاعت محمد کی بھی ہو نصیب. دعا رات دن یہ بھی کرتے ہیں ہم, دعا رات دن یہ بھی کرتے ہیں ہم. مدینے میں ہر سال ہو حاضری, مدینے میں ہر سال ہو حاضری, مدینے میں ہر سال ہو حاضری, خدا سے یہ فریاد کرتے ہیں ہم, خدا سے یہ فریاد کرتے ہیں ہم پس ایسا کنانے مدینہ مجھے پس ایسا کنانے مدینہ مجھے نہ بھولو گزارش یہ کرتے ہیں ہم نہ بھولو گزارش یہ کرتے ہیں ہم اے اختر میرے قلب و جاہے وہاں اے اختر میرے قلب و جاہے وہاں اے اختر میرے قلب و جاہے وہاں مدینے سے گو دور رہتے ہیں ہم مدینے سے گو دور رہتے ہیں ہم نہ پوچھو کہ کیا ہے ہمارا شرف جوارے محمد میں رہتے ہیں ہم زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم کرم ہے یہ مالک کا اے دوستو مدینے کی بستی میں بستے ہیں ہم مدینے کی بستی میں بستے ہیں ہم زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الحمدللہ وکفا والسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفا اما بعد This beautiful bayan of our Dala Sheikh Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawar Allah Marqadahu Hazrat is teaching us the condition of Iman, how to inculcate true love for Hazrat Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In one poem Hazrat mentions Shabti Tawheed Kamil Yahi Hai, that what is the condition to have perfect and complete Iman, that the love of Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam should be in our entire body and it should be in our heart. That means every drop of blood should contain the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we learn from the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what love they had for Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This poem was written on the request of Mawlana Ashiq Ilahi sahab rahmatullah alayhi, requested our dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar sahab rahmatullah alayhi to write this poem with regard to people that are living in Medina Sharif and people that are visiting Medina Sharif. And then Hazrat penned this beautiful advises here that Zameen par Medina ki rehte hum, Falak par magar naaz karte hum. That outwardly it seems we living on the earth, but which part of the earth? The most Mubarak part of the earth, that earth in which the most greatest personality, the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is living, and that is Medina Sharif. And Medina Sharif became honorable when the beloved of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the beloved of Allah Ta'ala, put his footstep in Medina Sharif. That place became so Mubarak. Otherwise Allah Ta'ala himself take qasam of the birthplace of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. La uqsimu bihadha al-balad. That the city in which you were born, O Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Makkah Sharif, is so Mubarak. And that now we have transferred you to Medina Sharif, and also this Allahu Akbar, our Dada Shaykh has taught us. This is from the special secret of the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine if Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to be self present in Makkah Sharif, and a person is there, Kaaba Sharif is there. Now your heart is torn apart. Must I make tawaf Must they go and make ziyarat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? But Allah Ta'ala, out of His kindness, infinite mercy and extreme wisdom, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has sent Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Medina Sharif. And this is where we know 100% that our Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is present in Medina Sharif. So when you come to Medina Sharif, your attention is fully towards the majlis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Allahu Akbar, when a person has got this great occasion from the special mercies of Allah Ta'ala, then outwardly you're living on the earth, but in the heavens you are boasting to the malaika that see where we are living, that you all are in the heavens, but presently you all don't have Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have got Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with us, and you people are also envying this great situation. So a person should be very, very should look forward to this great opportunity that Allah Ta'ala, and we should be begging and making dua that Allah take us over and over for ziyarat of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with proper adab, ihtiram, respect, and to gain the true blessings. And then when a person realizes this honor, then na poocho ke kya hai hamara sharaf, jawari Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mein rehte wa aham. That what can you ask of what is the honor Allah Ta'ala has given us? That we are living in the neighborhood of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A person can be going wherever he wants to for holiday throughout the world, but just to be 1 minute present in the company of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, both the worlds put together cannot pay the price of that. So a person is extremely fortunate when you get this honor of being in the neighborhood of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And all this is no person's own achievement. It's no one's own ability. It's not your finances. It's not your intelligence. It's not who you know. Hazrat teaches us here so beautifully. Karam hai ye malika e dosto. Madine ki basti me baste hum. That, oh my friends, thus that I am present in the neighborhood of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is only Allah Ta'ala's special mercy, Allah Ta'ala's kindness. Otherwise a useless person like myself, referring to my own self, where are we worth to be even thinking of Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? To be present in Medina Sharif is something far-fetched, but Allah Ta'ala is so kind, Allah Ta'ala is so merciful, that Allah Ta'ala doesn't look at who you are. Allah Ta'ala looks at your talab, your desire. Then a person is living in Medina Sharif and is surprised. Me and you present in Medina Sharif, as our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali beautifully teaches us, when you present in Medina Sharif and Makkah Sharif, then just think, Ya Allah, am I dreaming or is this a reality? That you have brought me here. That Allahu Akbar. Medina mein marna muqaddar mein ho. Khuda se dua ye bhi karte hai. That now when a person realizes this honor that Allah Ta'ala has brought me to Medina Sharif out of His favor and special mercies, now a person just from the bottom of your heart, you enjoy that beautiful environment of Medina Sharif. And why not when the presence of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the anwarat, the beauty of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a person just wants to stay there forever. And ever and all the time you are making dua, Ya Allah, please give me a place in Medina Sharif. In Baqiyul Gharqad, give me also a place. I don't deserve it. But let me be at the Qadam Mubarak of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also be raised amongst the honorable people of Baqiyul Gharqad. And you beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But however, our Hazrat has taught us that if a person loves what taqwa, and according to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then a person will be happy that, oh Allah, wherever you have to take me, in whichever part of the world, take me at that time that you are extremely happy with me. And because you have got this connection with Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will transform your body from wherever you are. But this dua we should be making all the time. And then a person realizes that Madine ki nisbat hai qeemat meri, wagar haqeeqat, wagar na haqeeqat mein safte hum. That what is my real value and my real worth is how much I am connected to Medina Sharif. And what is connection with Medina Sharif? The beautiful life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wherever a person can be in the world, if you're the most poorest person, you can't even travel to Medina Sharif, But how much love you got in this world be ascertained by myself, I should think. How much durood do I send upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How much am I conscious that what am I doing? Did my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam do it in this way? Is my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam be happy with me? Would Allah be happy with me? This shows the value of a person. Otherwise, in reality, if we just analyze myself, ourselves, that from one dirty, filthy droplet of semen, Allah has created us. What is our worth? But Allah Ta'ala has been so kind. Allah Ta'ala says, if قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِ. If you want the greatest gift, the love of Allah, then just follow my beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then see what value I will give you. I will raise you to such a position that not only I'll make you my beloved, I'll forgive all your sins. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala's kindness, Allah Ta'ala's mercy. So we should be conscious, and particularly not only this period but all the time, that we try and read the seerat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the intention that Allah gives us tawfiq to try and learn every sunnat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah Ta'ala put in our heart the greatness and the love of every sunnat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And according to the best of our ability, that we learn from our elders how to practice on the sunnat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam according to our environment. And then we have the intention that, oh Allah, give us tawfiq to make ishaat, to spread the sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam throughout the world. Our intention should be there. Then how much we can do, we should do. Allah give me and all of us tawfiq and understanding. Then Hazrat explains to us and make us realize further, yeh naayko par hum sab hum, yeh naayko par hai Rab ka karam, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki nagri mein rehte hum. That it is only Allah Ta'ala's very special mercies and favors of Allah, that this nalaik, this most useless, unworthy servant of yours, O Allah, and ummati of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's your kindness, O Allah, that you have brought me to live in the alley of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In that same alley and that same close proximity of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where the greatest rahmat is descending, and so beautifully, Allahu Akbar. Our Dara Shaykh has taught us, Mawlana Rum Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that if a person thinks I'm nalaik, I'm not worthy of anything, where can I become among the pious? He says, do one thing, laiko ke saad raho. Just go in the company of those that you think are worthy, Allah Ta'ala will also choose you. So when we, Allah Ta'ala just takes us in the company of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and as our Hazrat has taught us so beautifully, presently we might not be bodily in Medina Sharif, but with our heart, as Hazrat explains towards the end of the poem, that with your heart you can be in Medina Sharif. By reciting durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and just thinking that now in front of Rauza Mubarak, and in your heart you're reading As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, you'll feel that close proximity of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then all this, what we really need is shafaati Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki bhi ho naseeb, dua raat din ye bhi karte hum. That, oh Allah, what we will need on this very crucial moment, the day of Qiyamah, what we will really need is the intercession of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah, please, we beg of you, day and night we beg, oh Allah, please grant us the intercession of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah Ta'ala has made it so easy and so beautifully. Allah Ta'ala Himself encourages us, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. That, oh my beloved Nabi, from your ummatis and my servants, those people who have gone beyond the limit in transgressing my laws, and they realize, and I, Allahu Akbar, they come to your darbar. Actually, Allah Ta'ala takes us to make ziyarat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But when Allah Ta'ala gives you this opportunity, a person realizes, Ya Allah, you brought me here. The first thing to gain the mercy, fastaghfirullah, seek Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. And then Allah Ta'ala says, beg my Nabi, ask my Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that, oh Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah has brought me here, your most useless ummati, Now you please stretch your Mubarak hands in favor of me and make dua for me also that Allah Ta'ala forgives me also. And please, O my Nabi, don't forget to intercede for me on the day of Qiyamah. So we should be begging Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam all the time, day and night. And one easy way is that the more we recite durood upon Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the more we become conscious of the sunnah lifestyle of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. As our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali in another poem says, that it seems like the ship of the ummah is sinking. But if we just come back onto the road of sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah Ta'ala will take out the ship from the storm. So this is our the solution to our problems today. Not to go and stand in front of embassies and make big noise. We have to come back onto the lifestyle of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Allah Ta'ala says, وَاتِيُوا اللَّهُ وَاتِيُوا الرَّسُولُ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. If you want to draw the mercy of Allah, obey Allah's command according to the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And another thing we beg Allah Ta'ala, Madina Sharif mein har saal o haziri, khuda se ye faryad karte hum, that O Allah, we beg you, every year give us the opportunity to make ziyarat of our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We have to be begging Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, the outward conditions and laws that will come, we have to realize it's my own fault. It's my now, I don't appreciate and I don't make qadr of the place when Allah gives me opportunity. So outwardly these conditions come, but inshallah by making istighfar, by reciting durood, Allah will remove all these obstacles. And Allah will make it easy for the entire ummah that we can present ourselves in the Mubarak court of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in that most honorable majlis and with the intention that, oh Allah, how you purify the heart of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, purify my heart also. But we have to be focused, and that is why Allah has granted us this majlis. That from this majlis we learn how to present ourselves in the great majlis of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then all the time to get the barakat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Remember this great guidance, Fateh Sakinane Madina Mujhe Nabulo Guzarish Ye Karte Ham. That whoever is going to Madina Sharif, whoever is present in Madina Sharif, all your associates, ask them, request them humbly, please don't forget me. Please send my salams also, pass my salams to Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So whoever you know is going, whoever you know is there, staying there, ask them. And even while you're there, you have just passed salams, you're going out of Masjid Nabawi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the person is going in, ask him also, please send, pass my salams. Because the next person passes your salams, he will be accepted on your behalf. Your salams, Allah knows whether it's accepted or not. So Allah Ta'ala, we should beg the people that are going to Madina Sharif that please pass our salams to Hazrat Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then Hazrat teaches us what is the sign of true love of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Eh, after mere kalb wa jahe waha, Madina se go dur rehte hum. That our beloved Shaykh teaches us that our heart and soul is attached to you, O Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Although we are thousands of miles away, very far, but with this intention that Allah give us tawfiq to do the work of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And to be in following the sunnah lifestyle of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and always be reciting durood upon Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah give me and all of us tawfiq in Allah.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa. وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله مولانا العظيم. This person who wrote a letter, further he writes, وَهِمْ هُوْتَا هِكِ دُعَا قَبُولْ نَهِ هُوْغِ. This also happens to sometimes this despondency that my du'as are not being accepted. And he says himself, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. To have such thoughts are very bad and wrong. Hazrat says, it's وَهِمْ پَرْ عَمَلْ نَا كَرِ. The thought can come, the doubt, but don't worry about that. مُؤْمِن کی دُعَا رَدْ نَهِ هُوْتِ. The du'a of a mu'min is not goes empty is not unanswered. Allah answers the dua. There are different forms of the dua being answered, but never lose hope. Must always keep on making dua, and in fact making dua all the time is also a sign that you have got hope in the mercy of Allah, and on that Allah Ta'ala will accept a person's dua. Next he says, دل کی شدید خواہش ہے کہ ایسا ٹھکانہ میسر آئے جس میں حضرت کا قرب اور محفل میں حاضری نظری نصیب ہو جایا کرے. There is also a very great condition that it is a strong desire of my heart that I must have such a place that I can find you, my Shaykh, your closeness, and be literally also close to you. Hazrat says, Allah Ta'ala apke khaish ko, may Allah this wish of yours, aur khaish bhi barai deen, balki ain deen hai. And this wish of yours is deen, is for deen, in fact it is actual deen. It is a great ibadat also to be close to one Shaykh who will lead one towards Allah Ta'ala. Apne karam se pura farmaye. May Allah Ta'ala fulfill this desire. Then Hazrat teaches a beautiful dua. We should try and read this dua when we want our special duas to be accepted. Ya badi' al-ajaib bil khair, ya badi'. Ya badi' al-ajaib bil khair, ya badi'. یا بدیع العجائب بالخیر یا بدیع. ہر نماز کے بعد تین مرتبہ پڑھ کر دعا کر لیا کرے. After every نماز read this word, یا بدیع الخیر بالخیر, یا بدیع العجائب بالخیر یا بدیع. You should read this three times after نماز and then make one's duas. We've all got certain duas which we really want to be, that they must be accepted. But there are very many such formulas where Allah readily accepts a duas. One sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu read, Ya zal jalali wal ikram. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ask now whatever you want is going to be accepted. One person read, Allahumma, لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. The farishta told Allah, we don't know what is the reward of this. Allah says, leave it. I'll give the reward of it on the day of Qiyamah. So there are many such where we find them. We should try and always write them down is the best. And when in our duas, read them. It also happens like we listen to this now, then we read it for a few days, but then for some reason we forget. Oh, we got busy, 1-2 days we did not read, then it goes out of the mind again. So if we write it down, we can revise it from time to time. حضرت کے مواعظ کا تصور شیخ کے ساتھ مطالعہ کرتا ہوں. اس میں حضور کی لذت ملتی ہے. He says, when I read your kitabs, I read it as though you are in front of me. And in that I get the enjoyment of being close to you. Hazrat says, MashaAllah. That is something very good. Whosoever kitab we read, if we can read it with that, as though that author or that compiler is present. And then how we would show respect to that author. And with that, the greatest kitab, the Quran Sharif. When we read the Quran Sharif and we read it as though we are reading it to Allah Ta'ala. Allah is present. Then we can imagine how much that reading will benefit us. And all other kitabs also. شہر رمضان المبارک کے بعد حیدرآباد مستقل واپسی ہو رہی ہے. خانقاہ شریف میں حاضری کی اجازت مراحم خسروانہ کے ساتھ چاہتا ہوں. He says, after the month of Ramadan, I will be returning to his place, I suppose, Hyderabad. And so therefore, I'm asking permission to be present at the Khanqa, Marahim Khusurwana. Is like presidential pardon. Like a person who was found guilty, now only the president, prime minister can pardon him and he asks. So he's asking with that to come to the majlis. That out of your very special favor that I'm not fit to be in the majlis, out of that very like a presidential pardon granted to me and let me be in the majlis. And a person who goes like that, that person benefits accordingly. But how much more adab we go, how much more salab we go, so much more a person benefits. Jawab, ijazat basad masarrat wa shauq. Ijazat with full happiness and with great desire you have permission to come. May Allah also give us such a desire to be present in these majalis, and where we learn about the love of Allah Ta'ala, and it is for that that a person should have this desire. The love of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the love of Allah Ta'ala, the love of Akhirat. May Allah fill our hearts with this, inshallah. In this next kitab, Kashkool-e-Ma'rifat, and some malfuzat of Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali. Hazrat says, Aajkal ortofi islah ka tariq, the method of making islah, the reformation of woman. فرمایا کہ عورتوں کی اصلاح کے لیے بس یہ کافی ہے کہ وہ کتب دینیہ کا مطالعہ کرتی رہے. This is sufficient for a woman that they make the islah by reading good authentic kitabs of our buzurgs. That will make a great difference. Like the talim at home, we read fadail amal, it will have a great impact. If we can institute it in our house, then this will have a great impact. باقی آج کل ایسا نمونہ کہ جس کو وہ خود مشاہدہ کر کے اپنے اخلاق درست کرے, عورتوں میں ملنا قریب بمحال ہے. حضرت says in his time, which is about perhaps 800 years ago, to find a woman that you can make her your model and you can follow her and you make your islah like that for woman. And she says it's almost impossible to find such a woman. And that was at that time. So for the woman then, Hazrat suggests that from kitabs of buzurgs they must read. And if we read it with the niyat of islah, then inshallah our islah will take place also. Aur khawin ki mu'taqid nahi hoti, to find such a woman is difficult. And the woman don't accept their husband as a buzurg. No matter what a buzurg it is, it's impossible for a wife to accept a husband as a buzurg. اس لیے کتابیں پڑھیا سنا کریں. So either she must read the kitabs or read it out to one another. Make muzakara. Like the Ta'aneem ladies have, that is a great way where a lot of good will come to women. خاوندوں کو ان کی اصلاح کی کوشش کرنی چاہیے. And husbands must also be concerned. We must not leave them just expect our food, the house is clean, the children are looked after. But we should be worried of the islah of our woman folk also. Aage chahi islah ho ya na ho, whether the islah takes place or not, but we must have that concern and we must make that effort as the husband. It is our duty. Unko kitabe par kar sunate rahe, read kitabs to them. وہ تو پڑھتے رہے, وہ تو مواخذہ سے بری ہو جائیں گے. Then you will be freed, you won't be charged with the case that you did not worry of your wife. Like the children also, it's our duty that we must see to their tarbiyat. Not enough that we just send them in jamaat, that is good, it will help a lot. We send them to the khanka, we send them to the maktab to learn, but to make the islah is the duty of the parents. But unfortunately we are very far from that. We don't worry about our children to teach them akhlaq, character, etc., namaz, etc. When they are 7, then start telling them about namaz. When they are 10, then give them a little hiding if they didn't make their namaz, to be conscious of a namaz. Unfortunately, what happens is when the child is 3, 4, then the child wants to come and the fathers wants to bring them. Imam Sahib stops them, mutawalli stop them. Children are playing around here, then we got a problem. But when they come to 7, 8, then they don't come. 10, 12, 13, then you don't see those children. Hardly you see them. You come out of the masjid, you see them playing soccer or something, but they are not there in the masjid. So it's very important that as parents that we give attention to this also. عورتوں کی دو صفت قابل تعریف ہے. Two qualities which women have are worthy of great praise. فرمایا عورتیں قابل تعریف و ترحم ہے. They are worthy of praise and lot of mercy should be showered upon them also. ان میں دو صفت تو ایسی ہے کہ مردوں سے کہیں بڑھی ہوئی ہے. They've got two such qualities in which they are far ahead of men. Men don't have those qualities. Like what the women have. One is khidmat gari, to make khidmat. Women have this, got this quality, how much khidmat they make in the house. They will be up early, they will be seeing to everything, and usually the men take it very easy. They sleep till a bit late also, but the breakfast is ready for them, everything, to go and drop the children for madrasa. If they're doing like hifz in the morning, many cases it's a poor woman that has to go, the man doesn't go. So they've got this great quality of making a lot of khidmat. And in spite of that, how many men don't appreciate it also? But we're continuously finding still fault in them. We should appreciate also after they make so much khidmat. But mashallah, there are those men also who see to household chores. And especially if the wife is a little bit sickly or something, or three, four children, your children, small ones, every year a child. And three, four children, how difficult isn't it for her? And your children, but we don't help her in the least, but. And we just want to reprimand her, shout her, and we expect everything to be to the T. That should not be the case. We should learn how much khidmat they make. And the second one, or iffat, that is being pure and clean. Now, having purity, they have great, great purity also. Iffat is darje hai. The Hazrat says that they have got this purity in their character to this extent. Ke marat chahe afaal se paak ho, lekin waswaso se koi shayad khali ho. That man may perhaps not actually commit any guna, but they thought perhaps some man is, that he doesn't have bad thoughts. Otherwise, bad, evil thoughts are common with men. So that is one. Or sharif orte. And women of piety and righteousness. They are such sharif orto mein se, agar sau ko liya jawe, to shayad sau ki sau aise niklenge. If you take 100, Hazrat says all 100 women will come out with pure thoughts. They don't even have an evil thought. These are those pious and righteous women. Today, of course, unfortunately, because we have subjected ourselves to all the Western way of life and all those things, we have been destroyed completely. Otherwise, women were such that they would be, their minds would be completely gone. Evil thought doesn't cross their mind also. And these are those who are honorable women in the society, who are sharif women, who are women of respect and honor, that the evil thought does not even cross their mind. Niklegi ke waswasa tak bhi unko umar bhar na aaya ho. The whole life they wouldn't even have got one evil thought. And if we work to get an Islamic society again, there's great, great purity will come into us. So what purity will go in the children then? If the mother is like that, how pure won't the children be? Usi ko haq ta'ala farmate hain. Allah ta'ala explains this in the Quran Sharif, wal muhsanatil ghafilat. That these women who are ghafilat. Ghafilat is not that they are unmindful, they are just pure, clean, that they don't have any evil thoughts of anything whatsoever. But today we want, they must know so much about the Western world, all that education, and how they're getting it. So all this evil comes, unfortunately. Otherwise, a woman was always a symbol of sharam and haya. Men also must have the sharam and haya, which unfortunately is not there, but women are to be having it much more. But that also is destroyed today. The dressing, places the woman go to, and everything else, unfortunately, this great, great treasure, which was a treasure of Jannat, which Allah gave us in this dunya, has been snatched away from us and taken away from us under our nose. And we are like sitting ducks, we're just allowing it to happen. If we make effort to bring more Islamic system into us, more this will come into us. Alhamdulillah, of quite a few recent years, many of our women are gone in parda. But still that also is not still the proper parda, though it is, alhamdulillah. But we have to have the proper parda also. And there are such women around us also, that those women don't even leave their homes. Recently, of some women, can't just reconcile it, that whole life she never even leave her home. Only for hajj like or something, but otherwise never left the home. And if she leaves, then she should leave properly in parda and that, with the burqa and that, and a proper burqa. But the highest system of parda, which was existent, and which is still many places, that the woman doesn't leave her home at all. in this kitab, Masnavi, the Sharah of Masnavi Sharif, we were reading about Hazrat Luqman alayhi salam and that how the sabr he made when he got that one bitter slice of that some melon or something very bitter and how he tolerated it. So like that, Hazrat is explaining various other things. Allah Ta'ala also sometimes tests us and gives us a bitter slice, something what we don't like in life. Whether it is sometimes some health condition, financial condition, sometimes some domestic problem or whatever, or sometimes like your ibadat, which Hazrat had explained also, you were enjoying making your ibadat, but now Allah took away the enjoyment for some time. To see whether you're still going to make ibadat without enjoyment or not. So that also Allah tests us. Many of us go through this test also, that it's sometimes so easy to stay away from guna, from bad thoughts, and other times it plagues you. You just get so much, it comes to you, and it's like a wildfire in you, and you just want to. Some people, when they were young, for example, they were listening to music. Now they stayed away from it, but suddenly they just heard a little bit of one of that lines somewhere, and there it comes back to them again. Or some people were listening to Qawwali, and then again they just heard something, and it comes back again. Like this, so that condition also comes from Allah Ta'ala. And Hazrat, in fact, here we will read that a person in that state progresses spiritually more than the condition what he thinks is progressing. When he's enjoying his ibadat, he's crying in his du'as, and one is that where he's not enjoying his ibadat, but he's carrying on. He progresses more in that spiritually. You don't feel that progress, but there in that you progress even more. Hazrat says, Badal ke rone se chaman sarsabz wa shadab hota hai. When the clouds send down their rains, then the gardens become beautiful, green and lush. Aur shama jis qadar roti hai, roshan tar hoti jati hai. And the candle, the more it burns and it cries, the wax comes down from the side. The more it burns and cries, the more brighter the flame comes. So the more a person is crying to Allah that what's wrong? Why am I not enjoying my ibadah? What is wrong? Why the temptations of guna? But you're not committing the guna. You're staying away. Why the desires of guna? Why I'm not enjoying my ibadah, my dua, etc. At that time he makes more spiritual progress by Allah Ta'ala. Jis jaga aasu rawa hote hai, usi jaga rahmat hoti hai. The place where tears flow, there Allah's rahmat comes down. And it can be tears from the eyes, which are the actual tears referred to, or the tears from the heart. And that you cry from your heart that my tears are not coming out from my eye. That is also tears from the heart. Jis jaga pani rawa hota hai, usi jaga sabzi wa shada bhi hoti hai. Wherever water is flowing, then that place is green and is beautiful and lush. حق تعالی گنہگار کی اشک ندامت کو وزن میں شہید کے خون کے برابر رکھتے ہیں. And Allah Ta'ala, the tears of sorrow of a sinner, Allah will weigh with the blood of a shaheed. Weigh a shaheed and his blood so high. But the sinner, and he committed sins. But now he's crying over his sins, he's sorry over his sins, making sincere and correct tawbah with his conditions. Allah will weigh those tears together with, in value it will be with the blood of the shaheed. So how great is that person who makes tawbah and he turns to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Maya idar dunya ke bazaar ka sarmaya to sona chandi hai. The things of this value of the things of this world in the marketplaces, where there are jewelry shops, the gold and silver, etc., those things have got value. Aur haq taala ki bargah ka sarmaya ishq aur do rone wali aankhe hai. And the jewelry shops of Allah Ta'ala, the value things which are by Allah Ta'ala are those two eyes that cry in the love of Allah and in the fear of Allah Ta'ala. Those are the jewelry shops of Allah. Those two eyes that cry in the love of Allah and in the fear of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. May Allah make us of them. A mahbub haqiqi, one buzur says, oh, the true beloved, that is only Allah ta'ala who is the true and real beloved. Aapke alawa kisi aur ke liye aankho ko bedar rakhna, aankho ko zai karna hai. To keep your eyes open for anyone else, anything else besides you, is to destroy one's eyes. In other words, go and sleep away after Isha. If you want to stay awake for Allah's sake. Not today for the TV or for the on the internet. If you are doing some dini work, it's a different thing. But all other, especially the filthy and the haram things, that is, you are destroying yourself completely. You are destroying your eyes. So after Isha, either go and sleep away or use your eyes in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. Don't use them for useless things. If you've got some dunya work, some shop work, some other work which you have to do, no problem also, do it. But don't use it for wrong and haram things at all. Aur aapki judai ke alawa, kisi aur ke liye rona batil hai. And to say, to cry in separation of anyone else besides you is useless. Only for your separation that a person should cry. And sometimes when that person is not feeling like Allah is in his heart, so he's now separated. How Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah had to console him so much, wal-duha, then ma wadda'aka rabbuka wa ma qala, your Allah has not left you. When he felt my Allah has left me, when he stopped for a while, how he cried. So that feeling should be only for Allah Ta'ala. But no problem, you cry sometimes for your wife, she's gone home to her mother's house, or you cry for your children, or for anything else, that is permissible. But really the true tears must be only in the separation of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us the closeness of Allah, and only those people, we feel it when somebody else is separated. Wife, we had a fight with her, she went away home, we know how a person feels at that time, or any other thing like that, the daughter, son runs away from home, we know what is our condition, but unfortunately we don't feel anything that we are separated from Allah Ta'ala. And that is the greatest thing that we should feel, that when we are separated from Allah Ta'ala. That also Hazrat Rahmatullah explains beautifully. A person who never had electricity in his little room or somewhere, and there is a power failure, he doesn't feel it because he never had electricity. But a person who had light, his fridge is not working, the light, the fan, the stove, nothing is working, power failure, he feels it immediately. So those who had the love of Allah in the heart, they feel it. That Allah, when Allah is gone, they feel it. But those who didn't have it don't even feel it, that Allah is no more there. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with all these realities, inshallah. Takalif par sabr agarche talkh hai. And this is also one thing, Hazrat writes, which is the sum total of this discussion, that the difficulties a person goes through in making sabr, it is bitter. It is better to make. And people will explain to you, tell you that just start reading namaz when you're feeling like that. Just start reading Quran, but you don't feel like doing anything. You don't feel like making namaz. You don't feel like reading or anything. So it's better at that time to make that sabr. But, lekin, ajab kimya hai. It is a great alchemy. It changes. Making sabr at that time, you don't feel like making namaz, you force yourself, you go. Even if you're just doing your faraz, wajib, sunnate, muakkada. But you are doing that and you're staying away from guna, you are going very far by Allah Ta'ala. And with this also, which some of our friends also ask, they stay away from certain gunas which they are involved in, then a time comes when they feel they just can't. And that is the time to prove yourself. It is like a student who studied the whole year, exam time. Now he says, I can't sit for exams. That was the time to prove yourself. So we stay away from certain gunas. But when the time now comes, the end, the test will come. That shadid taqaza, that great desire to commit that sin again. And that is the time. If you pass there, you are promoted. And it becomes easier, and enjoyment comes from giving up a sin. May Allah bless us with these realities. Salik ko kundan bana deta hai. This makes a salik in the path of Allah, when he makes sabr at that time, gold. He shines and he becomes bright at that time. Jo maqamat saal ha saal ki mujahada aur zikr aur shaghal se nahi milte, sabr ki barkat se jald ata ho jate hai. And what mujahada you are making, you're reading your wazifas, you are doing everything for years and years, where you don't reach with death. Yeah, in a little while you reach when that time of sabr comes like that. You just make sabr at that time, and that is a real test. But sabr at that time, and you really pass. لہذا صادق کو چاہیے کہ صبر کی تلخی کو اس نعمت عظمہ کی وجہ سے شیرین ہی سمجھے. Therefore, صادق, he should take that bitterness of making sabr at that time as a great, sweet نعمت from Allah تبارک و تعالی. And this appears, comes all the time. And may Allah make us strong. We mustn't just say we are weak and just then we fall prey to it. The time comes, you are going to get a traffic fine, for example. You broke some law. And easy way is, you put a 20-50 rand with your license. That is easy. And the other way is, you go through the consequence. Even if they have to take you to jail and lock you up, you are driving far too fast. And the only thing is, you have to be locked up. But that time is the test. The test comes when on many other occasions also. Somebody delivered goods and he delivered something extra also. Just leave it, it's alright. But to return it again, at that time it all. So these, all the time we are faced, on a daily basis we are faced with these things. When Fajr time, you get up what your time is, but you didn't have a nice sleep. Now you feel that today I'll sleep extra. Now that also the test comes, and those people who pass these, then Allah makes everything. Allah makes the day mustakhar for them, the night mustakhar. The night is not in charge of them. Sleep doesn't be, is not in charge of them. They control sleep now. And the day also, and all the occupation don't control them. They control it. And this is what we find with the buzurgs who went through this process. How much work, how much, we can't imagine how much work they do. So Allah bless us. This is just talking, but Allah make this a reality, inshallah. چند دن کے تکلیف سے پھر ہسنا ہی ہسنا ہے. It's just a little few days of تکلیف, and then just laughing one way, enjoying one way after that. And in Jannat, what would their enjoyment will be? Allah Ta'ala آدھی جان مجاہدات میں لیتے ہیں. Allah takes half of your life in this mujahada, like you're going to die. You, whatever else, legally you do it this way, and the other way you do it is easy. You can get out very easy. And legally it's tough, but you go the legal way, the proper way. Your life is like, what I'm going to lose? How much I'm going to lose? I won't be left with anything. But you do it like that for a few days, then Allah Ta'ala opens the doors. لیتے ہیں لیکن اس آدھی جان کے عوض سینکڑوں جانیں وہ صاحب کرم عنایت فرماتا ہے. You give half your life. Allah won't take your full life. Half a life He will take. You will feel that if I do this, I'm very bleak my future. What is going to happen? But you do it, Allah will give you thousands of lives in this world. And like the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, Allahu Akbar, we can't ever imagine also with this little bit of their sacrifices, where and where they reached. And then how they controlled the world, and it was all this great mujahada which they had done. And so may Allah Ta'ala make it easy for us. And if we read the lives of the Sahaba, any aspect, that whatever, one good article also that had come, that with all these, every day we are faced with things. That must I do this, must I not do that? When that comes, what you have to do, you know what you have to do. But now you're going to ask masalas and fatwas, because you wonder, somewhere I must get the easy way out. What you have to do, you know, you do that. And then see, it will appear to you at that time, I'm destroying myself. But Allah will open the way. May Allah give me and us all tawfiq, inshallah.